Do you feel that anti-gravity has been actually demonstrated?
Yes, I do. It's a very interesting. If you go back, for example, to Thomas Townsend Brown, that was a very interesting experiment. But of course, it's not actually one which is definitively proven to be an anti-gravity experiment. Thomas Townsend Brown, for those who perhaps may or may not know his work, said that he had found a way of controlling gravitation back in 1929. Now, there's been a great upsurge of interest in Townsend Brown's work.
What was the method that he used?
Well, he used, he was charging a capacitor positively on its upper side and negatively on the lower side.
Mm-hmm.
And that what that induced was a reaction which drove this disc-shaped capacitor, interestingly, the shape of a disc, towards the positive pole. In other words, it drove the disc to rise upwards. Now, he called that a gravitational reaction, an anti-gravity reaction. There is, however, unfortunately, there's a very polarized view about that. It's recently cropped up again because of interest in lifter experimentation. Again, I'm sure your listeners have come across these lifters, but basically they replicate the Brown effect, although they look completely different. These are balsa wood models made out of a balsa kind of frame construction with aluminium foil. Again, you charge a wire positively on the upper side, you charge the foil negatively, and these lifters will rise. Is that an anti-gravity reaction? Many people, I tend to agree with them, say that it is not, that it is something called iron wind, the flow of molecules over the foil, inducing, if you like, an aerodynamic type effect.
To the person who watches the videos and the recordings, it certainly appears to be anti-gravitic, doesn't it?
Oh, it looks extraordinary. And,
yes.
And I've witnessed lifter levitations and effects, and it is a bizarre experience. This thing crackles with energy. It is, there's this kind of ozone-y kind of smell around
mm-hmm.
it.
Yes.
It is very dramatic to watch. It's crackling with ionization. And it's very easy, I think, to say, yep, that's an anti-gravitational reaction because it looks so strange. But at all times, it behoves us, particularly when we are moving in this world, to quantify these things, to be skeptical, to be rigorous. These, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof, and we need to be rigorous. For my money, Townsend Brown's work, as interesting as it is not definitively an anti-gravity effect. Others, I think, are inducing anti-gravity or gravity-reducing experiments. I'm referring to the superconducting camp. Again, some of your listeners may be familiar with the name of Dr. Eugene Podkletnov, a man who was experimenting with superconductors.
Yes.
And who found, almost by mistake, that objects suspended above this rotating superconducting disk were losing some of their weight.
That's right.
3 to 5%.
Now, there's been quite a period of time that has elapsed since that experiment. In fact, he did measure, as you mentioned, a change in the actual weight of the object, which does seem like anti-gravity. There's been quite a bit of time that's gone by. Is there been anything that challenges the validity of that measurement?
I don't think there's anything that challenges the validity of the measurement, although, of course, what we all really want to see is someone replicating that experiment out in the open.
Right.
Now, what is, to my mind, persuasive is that you're not just getting one individual, Podkletnov, out there saying that he's doing this, he's achieving this effect. You're getting multiple people throughout the globe, at least half a dozen people, saying that they are experimenting with superconductors and getting interesting results. Now, back in May of 2003, I attended a two-day conference in Washington, D.C., which was interestingly underpinned with Defense Department money. And at that conference, a lady by the name of Dr. Ning Li, who had been employed by NASA and was and is a very credentialed scientist, was effectively saying the same thing, that her work in superconducting rotating disks would lead to considerable weight reduction effects, but also energy generation effects. She was talking about 11 kilowatts of energy. So it's not just Podkletnov. There are others who are independently saying the same thing.